This is the Down East Journal. I'm Jared Brumbaugh. There are deserts in eastern North Carolina. Instead of cacti and tumbleweeds, you'll know them by a lack of nutritious food and markets with seasonal local produce sections. These food deserts can be found throughout the region despite its agricultural background. But some local residents are trying to tackle the issue head-on in their own way. Chris Thomas has this.
If you go to the new Greenville Community Garden on Stancil Drive on a Wednesday evening, you're likely to witness something not often seen close to the city's downtown: hay bales resting on garden beds. This sprouted from lessons learned last year after Hurricane Matthew. Chad Carwin, a Greenville resident and garden volunteer, explains.
Our entire space, actually, Chris, in fact, where you and I are sitting right now, was under 2.5 to 3 feet of water. And in some areas, as recently as a few months ago, you could still see the water line on the trees and the vegetation around here.
According to Carwine, the garden donated 60 to 70 pounds of food last year, but flooding from Hurricane Matthew not only washed much of it away, but also negatively impacted the soil. The hay bales are there to address that deficit by growing the crop above the soil, ensuring it's safe to eat.
And there's several benefits to that. For instance, it retains moisture quite well. It also cuts down on your need to come out and weed the bales. And it also provides its own nutrients. The hay in particular has clover in it, and it's very high in nitrogen content, which is something that the plants need to grow.
Greenville, like many towns and cities across the region, has a food accessibility issue in its most vulnerable areas. One of those areas is across the river from the garden, just outside of the city's limits.
There's a lot of individuals that don't have their own means of transportation, or it's not reliable enough to take public transit, or they have certain disabilities that limit their ability to walk or ride a bike, to get access to fresh local food at a supermarket.
Areas like North and West Greenville, where healthy food options are scarce and accessibility to those options are difficult to come by, are known as food deserts.
That's very prevalent. That is very prevalent. That's a large portion of our community in that situation, and we wanted to fill that need, and that's part of what we're trying to do out here.
According to Jessica Wichard, a spokesperson for the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, it's felt most acutely where there are high rates of poverty and food scarcity.
In the areas that our two branches in Greenville and New Bern serve, there are about 200,000 individuals, a little more than that, who are food insecure, meaning that they don't know where their next meal will come from. And a third of those 200,000 are children. And a big element of that is food deserts and not having access to food, not being able to go and get it, not knowing where to get it or how to utilize it.
A map from the USDA indicates large tracts of food deserts in eastern North Carolina. Much of Northampton and Hertford counties are designated as such, as well as the eastern end of Rocky Mount and virtually all of Princeville and Edgecombe County. Wichard says another economic component to most food deserts is supermarkets, who feel those communities are a poor investment, leaving those residents with few options other than a corner market or gas station that carry less perishable, less nutritious items. This plays into a perpetual cycle of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and early death rates in these communities, many of which have disproportionately large Black and Latinx populations.
The access to those foods is not just as simple as incentivizing groceries and retail stores to move into those communities. So it really does become a cycle. It becomes a generational issue, families not necessarily knowing how to pass on good nutrition and the ways to cook fresh fruits and vegetables, because it just has continued to be an issue in communities that they can't really rectify because access just isn't there.
It's one of the reasons Lee Albritton, a Kinston native, co-founded Common Grounds a decade ago. They run a community garden of their own along Martin Luther King Boulevard, which becomes NC-11.
Kinston was severely flooded back in 99, and we found this wonderful piece of property with large road frontage on Highway 11, so good public exposure and easy access.
Albritton said one of the garden's main goals is to help a new generation of young people break debilitating multi-generational cycles.
And of course, through the growing of food, letting young people understand how food is grown, where food comes from, the value, the nutritional value of eating fresh produce versus canned food or processed food.
There's also a community garden in New Bern, run by the Eastern and Central North Carolina Food Bank. Wichert says it's run by 8 volunteer gardeners, and she believes these gardens are an effective resource since the food bank can't always reach communities that need the produce most.
It's a great resource, not only for education, but as you mentioned, it's free produce that's right there. It's easy to get, and we have folks available who can also teach about planting and gardening and the benefits. You know, Eastern North Carolina is very much an agricultural area, and so to keep that kind of tradition and heritage there, I think, is important for the community in addition to the food benefits.
It's still unknown what this year's harvest will bring. The new Greenville Community Garden is still in the planting stages. Only time will tell if these radishes, collards, and peppers will grow and help create oases in Greenville's food deserts.
I would always like to see us double our production, double our yield. If we can do that, then that's going to grow exponentially.
I'm Chris Thomas.